Jean, J-E-A-N, Gregor, G-R-E-G-O-R, 11-29-44. 79-year-old woman originally from Milwaukee, has been in Houston for over 40 years, period. Person used to do retail. She's married since 1963. She has three children. She suffers from hypertension, myocardial infarction, stroke. History of left-sided weakness, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia. Right-sided weakness, leg pain, leg swelling, and congestive heart failure, period. Family history, both mom and dad died of myocardial infarction. Social, never been a heavy smoker, but she used to smoke. She quit smoking some time ago, doesn't drink alcohol. Surgery, she's had coronary artery bypass graft and stent placements in the past. On exam, she's awake but confused. She weighs, 130 over 70, pulses, 72 respirations, 18, 97%. Oh, let's talk about medication first. She takes both clonidine, 0.1 milligram BID, then Senna, metoprolol 75 every 12 hours, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, clonidine 0.1 milligram, both patch weekly and tablets twice a day, Xanax 0.5 for anxiety, Losartan 50 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Pravastatin 40 milligram a day, Metformin 500 milligram twice a day. So add diabetes to her medication. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of systems. She's lost tremendous amount of weight. She's very confused. She has bowel and bladder incontinence. She has total ADL dependency. Isn't that amazing? Try that. This place is called Cavatori. It's in the Heights. It's the best Italian restaurant. I love that place. Let's see. An exam. So we have a heart positive, some positives too, with ectopics, lungs, few bronchi, positive RALS, abdomen is soft. Neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rachitis, mucosa with amblygian, blood corneal unfocal. Oh, actually, right-sided weakness, sorry. 2+ pill edema noted. Assessment, here we have a 79-year-old woman, confused, oriented only to person, with tremendous weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Consistent with end-stage dementia. ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinence. She requires the help of aides or a caregiver on a regular basis, 24/7 period. She also suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, status post-stent placement. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Expected to do poorly in the next 6 months or so. Thank you.